This is Economy Watch, what you need to know about New Zealand's economic life today. Brought to you by interest.co.nz.
Kia ora, and welcome to Monday's Economy Watch, where we follow the economic events and trends that affect Aotearoa. I'm David Chasson, and this is the international edition from interest.co.nz, and today we leave with news Credit Suisse has been sold off at a bargain basement price. There is a deal in Switzerland, where the number one bank UBS will buy their troubled number two bank, Credit Suisse. It is probably a deal no one wants, however, except the regulator. Their central bank is funding a $100 billion liquidity support arrangement for the merger in a bid to end the crisis at Credit Suisse. At least 9,000 jobs will be cut at Credit Suisse, probably more after the takeover. UBS is said to get their rival for $2 billion, which, given their shareholders' funds pre-deal were on the books at $45 billion, the shareholders of Credit Suisse are all but wiped out, getting 5 cents on the dollar. Senior management is all fired and the board dismissed. Through this turmoil, investors will continue to monitor the situation in the banking crisis this coming week and await monetary policy decisions from major central banks, including the Fed, the Bank of England, the Swiss National Bank, and the Norwegian Bank. Also in the spotlight will be inflation figures for Japan, the UK, and Canada. Finally, PMI data for the US, Japan, and Europe should provide some details about the health of the manufacturing and services sector in March. In Asia, the People's Bank of China is expected to leave its loan prime rates unchanged following fresh liquidity injections. Late on Friday, they cut their reserve ratio again to induce even more lending. They cut it by 25 basis points, the first reduction this year for its biggest banks, as it's now 10.75% and its lowest in 16 years. For smaller institutions, it is down to about 7.6%. Rating agencies are probably still nervous about where Chinese banks are at present, however. China also said their fiscal revenues fell 1.2% in the first 2 months of 2023 from a year earlier. Of note is that local governments are finding fewer buyers for land, an important source of income for them as the housing development markets stay in the doldrums. China is brutal when it comes to changing direction. Just ask bond traders. Suddenly and unexpectedly, regulators cut off market data for their $21 trillion bond market on the basis that providers of quotation details weren't permitted properly. Suddenly, bond traders were operating blind. Things are returning to a sort of normal now, though. Meanwhile, China has reduced its holdings of US Treasury paper by 17% over the past year. Other countries are too. But to be fair, foreign holders of American debt have always been a minority. And Singaporean exports fell 8% in February from January, much more than anticipated. Year to date, they're down 16%. US data released over the weekend was a touch softer than expected, with industrial production slipping slightly in February and the University of Michigan sentiment survey for March coming in a little weaker than expected. But at least inflation expectations retreated in the survey. In Canada, producer prices fell in February, the seventh dip in the past 10 months. They are now only 1.4% higher than year-ago levels and may be a key reason why the Bank of Canada skipped a rate increase in its review last week. And the OECD has raised expansion prospects for major economies from a trim they made a few months ago. This improvement is because they see inflation easing now. But the improvement will be muted because interest rates will still keep risks high. However, higher interest rates to squash inflation is the right medicine, they say. Meanwhile, the prices of some core commodities are rising again, like iron ore and steel. But coal is continuing its steep retrenchment, and copper is going nowhere. The US Treasury 10-year yield starts today at 3.44% and up 4 basis points from this time Saturday. And the price of gold will open today at $1,989 an ounce and up another $14 from this time Saturday. That's up $125 or 6.7% in a week. And oil prices start today down another 50 US cents from Saturday at just on $66.50 a barrel in the US, while the international Brent price is down to just under $72.50 a barrel. And the Kiwi dollar is still up against the US dollar, now at 62.7 US cents. Against the Aussie, we're up at 93.6 Australian cents. And against the euro, we're also up to 58.8 euro cents. That puts the trade weighted index at 70.9 with an 80 basis point surge over the past week. And the Bitcoin price is much firmer again today, now at $27,964 and up another sharp 5.3% from Saturday. and volatility over the past 24 hours has been moderate, at plus or minus 2.5%. You can find links to the articles mentioned today in our show notes. Get more news affecting the economy in New Zealand from interest.co.nz. Kia ora, I'm David Chaston, and we'll do this again tomorrow.